What we're going to do is we're going to go around the room, introduce ourselves, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. At the end of the 15 minutes, the board will deliberate and will come up with a decision on whether the property should increase in value, stay the same, or decrease.
Okay.
Then you will receive from the town a result of grievance notice, and it'll give their decision in that notice. It'll also explain how to appeal further if you disagree with their notice or you are still think that the value is incorrect. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's go around the table and introduce yourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Robert.
Andrew French.
Andrew, great to meet you. My name is Jim Watson, and I'm the owner of 312 Village Drive.
Perfect.
All right, I understand the increase. I'm actually not asking for a significant decrease in the appraisal value. The reason that I asked for the appeal is because looking at some of the other houses in my neighborhood, I feel like we are a little overvalued, and there's also one incorrect element on the report here. So I'll start with that piece. The incorrect element on the report is the kitchen type. It lists it as modern. Our kitchen was last renovated over 30 years ago. We have laminate countertops. We have very old cabinets that don't really close properly. We put new appliances in when we bought the house 10 years ago, but I don't think that makes it a modern kitchen.
It doesn't
kitchen.
Get it. Yeah. Personal property.
Yeah. So, even like I said, our new appliances are 10 years old now, so it's crazy how fast time flies there. So that's the big element behind that. Looking at some other properties in my neighborhood, there's a couple that I specifically want to kind of draw attention to. I think one of the most comparable being 182 Lindale Drive, which is one street over from me. They are also a raised ranch. They have an enclosed porch off the back and a finished basement and such. So I would say probably it's one of the most comparable houses in the neighborhood. They also have an older siding on their house. The siding on my house is also 30 plus years old. And they have an in-ground pool in addition to having actually a little bit larger lot. It's 0.38 acres compared to 0.35. And a slightly more living space. Their house was appraised at $491,600 compared to mine being $499,400. So I think the main thing here is that I do not believe I could sell my house today for the appraised price that it's here at. I'm more than happy to go through and provide the other example that I would probably point to that being 106 Lindale Drive. This is probably one of the houses in my neighborhood that, or let me go back really quickly to 182 Lindale. They listed their house for sale last year. Let me see here. Apologies, I'm giggling at my, didn't have a chance to print everything out here. I apologize. They listed their house for sale in 2024 for $525. They were not able to get an offer at that time over $500,000. They did not end up selling it. They removed it for sale. And like I said, that's very close to where we are now. And that was in August of 2024. The other one that I would point to here being, this is 106 Lindale Drive. Probably one of the houses in our area that most recently sold. This house sold for $500,000, but the person who purchased it did an extensive renovation on the entire property. They do have a modern kitchen because I actually looked at the house when it was listed for sale. The guy who bought it spent about a year flipping the house. He put a new roof on the house. He put new siding on the house. He did extensive landscaping to the lot, which is also larger than my lot. He finished the basement. They also have a very large deck off the backyard. This house here was appraised at $503,900. Already it's that one right there is $4,000 more than it sold for just less than a year ago, is what it appraised for. Like I said, my house doesn't have any of those things that this guy put into it. It would take a lot of money on my part to bring my house up to this house level. And that's what I would have to do to sell it at the price that the town has appraised it for. And then the last one I would kind of point to is my neighbor's house. My neighbor is at 316 Village Drive. His house has a comparable size to my house with a porch off the back as well. He has a brand new septic system. He just resided his house a couple of years ago. I would say kind of, and also has 4 bedrooms instead of 3 bedrooms. His house appraised for $433,000. $69,000 less than mine.
What was that again? 433,900.
The address for that was 316 Village Drive. Okay. Sorry, I know I'm talking fast.
No, no, you're good. No,
that's right.
We're keeping up.
So basically, what I would propose, what I think is a reasonable assessment for my house, what I would request is that the appraisal price be reduced to $475,000. So I'm asking for effectively a $24,000 reduction.
$475,000.
Yeah.
Good data collection. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions that anyone has for me at this point?
Yes. Do you have a heat pump for your
We do have a heat
source
pump.
Of heat, or do you have?
Sorry, the heat pump is for. It can do both. We have a boiler for heat.
You do have a boiler for
yes.
hot water heat.
Yes.
Okay.
For hot water and radiant baseboard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Is the fireplace usable?
It is. Yes. I think at the time they came by and did the assessment, it was not usable. Mm-hmm. It is usable now.
Okay.
There was a lot of chimney damage that happened as a result of something else. So,
okay.
Yeah, got it fixed.
Is there a finished basement under that that enclosed porch on the back?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
I don't have any more questions.
I don't either.
One other thing about my property, which makes it a little bit unique, this isn't something you would capture in an assessment. If you look on the road, I am very far back from the road compared to everyone else. My backyard is actually remarkably small. And it is entirely made up of my septic system because we don't have sewers in Colchester. So if at some point my septic system, which is original to the house, fails, I will be forced to put in a mound system and my entire backyard will go away. And that's just because I'm at the top of kind of like the hill that happens at the bottom of Village Drive. So it's one of those things of, it is an original septic system. I have it pumped every year. I cross my fingers all the time. But it's something that is one of those elements that people looking at houses will take into consideration. And it doesn't necessarily translate to appraisals, but it does translate to how much could I sell this for, which ideally should be more than the appraised value.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Yes.
We will send you a notice in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
The results of grievance. I appreciate it.
Yes.
It's very good evidence, and the board will deliberate.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate your time, and good luck.